This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you glorious rebels, welcome back. Today, we're doing a deep dive, really getting into the guts of a podcast that's, let's just say, not shy. The Engaged AF Podcast.
Mm-hmm. And the company behind it, 8-Bock Moment.
Exactly. We've got their website info, some excerpts, background bits, basically a digital dossier.
So what's the mission here? What are we trying to figure out?
Good question. We're trying to nail down what makes these folks tick, you know? Mm-hmm. What makes them stand out in a wedding scene that's often kind of fluffy? We want the real scoop straight from their own words.
Gotcha. Okay, so digging into the source material, this concept of the epoch moment jumps out right away. It seems foundational.
Totally. It's not just like wedding buzzwords. They define it as this collection of really big life moments, the ones that actually shape your story.
Right, the pivotal shifts. And they explicitly connect this to a wedding day.
Oh, absolutely. They're like, look, 86,400 seconds, you're making this huge commitment. Families are merging. That is definitely an epoch moment, capital E, capital M, yeah. No question.
And that seems to be the whole point, the why behind the Engaged AF podcast, right? It's about supporting people through that huge transition, not just picking out centerpieces.
Exactly. It frames the whole thing differently. So who are these people, the ones running the show?
Well, the founder of Epoch Moment is Adam Habert. Started it back in January 2014.
Okay, so over a decade now.
Yeah, and it's grown into a pretty big deal for wedding photo and video, especially in Colorado. Then, about 5 years later, Sunshine Lanning came on board.
Sunshine Lanning. Great name. What's her role?
Started as a lead photographer. Sounds like she became essential really quickly. Now she's a partner and gets tagged as the one who handles planning timelines. The organizational brain, maybe?
The timeline ninja. Keeps the chaos wrangled.
Yeah.
Got it. Anyone else, Key?
Yep. There's also Colton Rood mentioned as a partner. He does both photo and video, lead shooter for both. So, a versatile team.
Interesting. A photographer-videographer hybrid. That makes sense for covering weddings comprehensively.
And they have this phrase they use, large-small company.
Large-small company. Okay, unpack that a bit. Sounds kind of contradictory.
Well, the idea seems to be they have the capabilities, the resources of a bigger outfit, but they still aim for that personal, intimate connection you'd expect from a smaller boutique studio.
Ah, okay. Best of both worlds, then. Like having that pro gear and experience, but still feeling like they actually know who you are.
Exactly. That personal touch is probably a big deal in the wedding world. Makes clients feel seen, not just like another booking.
For sure. Okay, let's talk philosophy.
Yeah.
Because they seem to have a very strong one. Fearless storytelling through the lens.
Right. That's their big banner. And they even have a Latin motto for it, expressio sine metu.
Expression without fear. Sounds intense. What does that mean in practice, though, like for the actual photos and videos?
It seems to mean they're committed to capturing the authentic story, the real stuff, not just the perfectly posed Instagram-ready moments, but, you know, the genuine emotion.
Yeah, they talk about getting the real, the raw, and the ridiculous joy. I like that. It implies they're not afraid of the messy parts.
Mm-hmm. The crying, the laughing fits, the maybe questionable dance moves.
The dance floor destroyers. They specifically call those people out as their kind of clients.
They do. Bold dreamers, goofy lovers, cry laughers, dance floor destroyers. They're not trying to appeal to everyone. They want couples who are going to be unabashedly themselves.
Which probably makes for better, more genuine photos and video in the end, right? If people aren't trying to be perfect.
You'd think so. It aligns the client's expectations with the photographer's goal from the start. Less pressure, maybe.
That makes sense. So what services are they actually offering under this fearless banner?
Well, standard stuff in one sense, but with their spin. Photography that focuses on emotion, authenticity, artistry.
Okay.
And videography that they frame as like cinematic episodes, highlight reels, but also longer feature films of the day.
Gotcha. So options for different needs. Any specific packages mentioned?
Yeah, they highlight a combined wedding photo plus video package. It's listed at $5,998. Seems like a popular option to get everything covered by one team.
Okay, nearly $6,000. That gives you a sense of their market position. But then there's the engagement shoot.
Yes, the $1 engagement package.
$1. You read that right? I did a double take.
Yep, $1. And It includes no wardrobe limits and multiple locations. It's pretty unconventional.
Unconventional is putting it mildly. What's the angle there? Is it a typo? A gimmick?
Seems like a very deliberate, disruptive marketing strategy. Get couples in the door, let them experience the style, build rapport for basically nothing up front.
A loss leader, basically.
Yeah.
But a really aggressive one. Bet it gets them a lot of conversations started.
I'd imagine so. It removes almost all the financial risk for a couple just wanting to test the waters. Pretty clever, if bold.
Okay, so we've got Epoch Moment, the photo video company, with this fearless philosophy and this wild $1 engagement offer. Now, how does Engaged AF fit in?
Uh-huh. This is the key connection. Epoch Moment is the company behind the Engaged AF magazine and the Engaged AF podcast.
Boom. There it is.
Yeah.
So the podcast isn't separate. It's part of their whole thing, their ecosystem.
Exactly. It's a platform for them to share their knowledge, their point of view on weddings, photography, the industry, all filtered through that fearless lens.
So the podcast and magazine are basically content marketing, but aligned with their core brand identity.
Precisely. And they state the purpose is to be helpful and entertaining, but also to kind of push the wedding culture, shift it towards more authenticity and creativity.
They seem to want to shake things up.
Yeah.
Which you can also see in their branding, right?
Oh, for sure. They explicitly say they avoid the typical wedding look, the pastels, the cursive fonts.
Right, none of that. Their style looks more
raw.
Raw, unfiltered, edgy, maybe.
That seems fair. Raw, real, unfiltered. But they also mention still respecting marriage. It's an interesting balance.
Like reverence and rebellion. Tradition and trailblazing. They're walking that line.
Yeah, it's a distinct brand position. Trying to be different without being disrespectful of the core commitment, perhaps.
Right. What else? They mentioned something called the Epoch Moment Plus program.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's their network of preferred vendors. Other wedding pros they trust and recommend.
So not just random listings, but like a curated list.
Exactly. People they've likely worked with who they feel align with their style and quality standards. Florists, planners, DJs, etc.
That's actually super useful for couples, I bet. Take some guesswork out of finding other vendors who get the vibe.
Definitely. It promotes seamless coordination, a shared creative vision.
Yeah.
Makes the planning process smoother if everyone's kind of on the same page.
Smart. Okay, where are these folks based?
Yeah.
And do they travel?
Based in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
But yeah, they emphasize they'll travel anywhere for a wedding. They mentioned shooting at places like Tex Ranch and the Simon, suggesting diverse location experience.
And experience. Adam Habert, the founder you mentioned. Any numbers on that?
Yeah, the material says he shot over 450 weddings.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot of I do's. That's serious experience points. You see pretty much everything after 450 weddings, I imagine.
You'd have to assume so. That kind of volume builds a deep understanding of how wedding days flow, how to handle issues, builds reliability.
For sure. Okay, let's circle back quickly to the personalities. Adam and Sunshine, how are they described?
Adam comes across as the creative force, the unapologetic rebel focused on real connection and that fearless expression idea.
The visionary, maybe? And Sunshine.
Sunshine Lanning, the senior VP, is painted as having a sharp eye, passion, but also bringing calm leadership. Good at making clients feel comfortable. The planner, the executor.
So kind of the yin and yang, the creative energy and the steady hand. Makes sense for a partnership.
Seems like a strong combination for a business like this, balancing the artistic side with the practical execution and client management.
Totally. All right, let's wrap this up. What's the big takeaway from this deep dive into Epoch Moment and Engage AF?
I think it's that the Engaged AF podcast isn't just some standalone media thing. It's really the voice of Epoch Moment's whole philosophy.
Yeah, it's all interconnected. Their photography, their videography, the magazine, the podcast. It all stems from this core idea of fearless storytelling for couples who maybe don't fit the traditional mold.
Exactly. They're targeting modern couples, the bold dreamers and dance floor destroyers who want something authentic, something real, maybe a little bit rebellious. The branding, the services, the content, it all points that way.
They're really cohesive brand identity, actually. They know who they are and who they're talking to. Bold, unfiltered, maybe a little loud, but definitely authentic.
Right. They're carving out a specific niche by rejecting the mainstream wedding aesthetic and doubling down on personality and raw emotion.
So here's a thought for you listening.
Mm-hmm.
Amidst all the wedding planning pressure, what does fearless expression actually mean for you, for your relationship, for your day? Maybe it's less about matching the napkins and more about, I don't know, letting your actual personality shine through?
It's a good question to ask. Does the way you're planning your wedding reflect who you genuinely are as a couple?
Worth pondering. And
yeah.
Hey, if you dig this vibe, this kind of no-nonsense approach, you probably know where to find more. The Engaged AF magazine and podcasts are out there. Go check them out.
Definitely.
All right. Go be fearless. We're out of here.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.